Hey, welcome to the show. This is Sandra Johnson, and Danielle and Raymond are not with us today, so this will be fun. This is our first time with doing the show without both of them, but I have Don Geisler here from Indy Realty.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm excellent. We will miss those guys, but I think we're going to have a lot of fun.
Mostly Raymond's shenanigans.
Ray's shenanigans.
Yeah, that's mostly what we'll miss.
I'm very happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. So I told you I was going to start the show talking about something that's absolutely not real estate related at all, except for the word house is in the title of Ronald McDonald House.
Okay.
So, you know, Ray and I are involved with, we co-chair the Blue Blazers, and that's the volunteer arm of the Arizona Bowl. And we had an outreach activity where we were cooking at the Ronald McDonald House, but it's never good enough for this team, this group to just cook, right? We're all super competitive. And so they made it a competition.
Okay.
And we had two teams that you can have 12 people cook at the Ronald McDonald House. So we had two teams of six, and I led one of the teams, and then one of the other leadership gals, Darlene, led the other team, and we did a cook-off for the families. And I'm telling you, that was like a pressure cooker, man. you know, they pulled out a secret ingredient. They gave us two. They gave us parsley and Pop Rocks. So we had Pop Rocks go in some coleslaw. It was a red cabbage coleslaw. It was fine. And then we threw in some parsley in hamburgers. We did some sliders. But yesterday, well, it was Thursday or Wednesday, we got the results of the cook-off. They made us wait and to find out who won. And my team nailed it. It was a very narrow victory, but we won.
Of course. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. We went up against a chef, and so we felt pretty good about that. But had the best time. Best time ever. If you've never cooked at the Ronald McDonald House.
I have not, but that is an organization that I'm very fond of and respect a lot, and that's wonderful. Congratulations.
We should take the office down there. We should see who wants to come down, and I want to do another cooking day. I'm totally down for it. I do not want secret ingredients. I fought it. I said we are not doing that to families. I had no pull whatsoever.
I mean, they give you parsley. You just set it on the plate, right?
And no, I didn't even know you eat that stuff. I put it in the hamburger. I actually put it in the hamburger.
Oh, I didn't even know. I thought it either just goes on the plate for decoration, or you can just put it straight in your teeth.
Right in your teeth. That's a great way to handle that. Yeah, we should take the agents down and go do that. It'd be a lot of fun.
I am all for that.
Let's do it.
That'd be a good time. We just, at Indy Realty, we just wrapped up our October benefit for the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona, and we're thinking we got about between 300 and 400 pounds of food that we're delivering down there on Friday.
Awesome.
You know, so I mean, we just take a lot of joy and pride in giving back to our community, you know, for sure. So yeah, let's get that on the docket.
That's what it's about. I think it'd be great. So we're probably looking at spring. I'll just warn you right now, I went in and looked to see when I could cook again without Pop Rocks and pressure of cameras. Now let's talk about Ray for just a minute. They did a video recap of it. Ray was not a cook. He was not on either team, and he's half of the video. I don't get it.
Well,
we'll post it on Facebook for you guys to see.
There is a lot of magnetism in the Ray Smith experience, you know. So, you know, we keep him around for that for sure.
We do. So. We do. He's entertaining.
Yes, he is.
Well, real estate. There was some big news that came out this week.
Real estate. There was some big news. And so not to, you know, change the tone here, but yeah, there's been a very nationally important, nationally recognized lawsuit in the Midwest. And the verdict came down against NAR. And it was involving co-op fees, you know, listing agreements, stuff like that. And so it just...
Can you kind of just... take a step back and I know you're saying co-op fees and listing agreements, but the lawsuit, basically, who was it that brought the lawsuit?
It was sellers, and it was a class action lawsuit that involved sellers, and the plaintiffs were alleging that they weren't clear on how the co-op fee system works, and that and I don't want to speak out of turn because I'm not an mm-hmm. expert at it, but that it was they felt that they didn't have a choice when it came to what they were paying in commission, and that therefore the way that the system works, that the listing broker compensates the buyer's broker, and it was inflating commissions, you know, et cetera. And NAR will be appealing that ruling, and but it's big because it may or may not end up, you know, changing fundamentally how real estate operates. And I can tell you, we're very, very proud to be in the real estate industry. Mm-hmm. Real estate is one of the drivers of the American economy. Buying or selling a house, there are so many peripheral, you know, things that come and go from the actual sale and then into the retail and then people's generating wealth. And there's so much that goes into the economy that has to do with real estate. So NAR will actually absolutely defend its position. And, you know, for what it's worth, I believe that our system is a wonderful system, that not only is it not anti-competitive, I mean, it creates one of the most competitive and efficient and effective marketplaces in any industry that you can imagine. I mean, when you participate in the MLS, you get to list your home out there for all of the buyers to see. And it's highly, highly competitive. And it allows for the buyers to have a massive amount of choice and see everything that's available out there and compare pricing. It allows for the sellers to reach the entire audience. The buyers know right where to go to compare, you know, and so they reach a large buyer pool. And so I think it's a very competitive and very thriving and wonderful system, is my personal opinion.
You know, one of the things that, not related to the lawsuit, but one of the great things about our industry is it was a place where women were paid equally through the commission structure from the beginning, because there was a commission being offered to them.
Yeah, and we also take a lot of pride in real estate in being based in equality. And, mm-hmm. you know, we are very extreme supporters of fair housing laws and yes. equality for all people, for all potential sellers, for all potential buyers. And you're right. It's very black and white. There isn't the opportunity to even take into consideration that somebody is
I'm
part
gonna pay
of a particular
you differently.
Group.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
it just doesn't exist. So very, very forthright and very fair system that we are honored to be part of. But, you know, we are willing to be agents of change, you know, whatever the universe. If we wake up tomorrow and that things are different, we are able to adapt to being different, and we will continue to serve this community and serve our clients to the best of our ability.
Absolutely. You know, I think too, you know, when you look at real estate, you mentioned the impact on the economy, but it is probably one of the best wealth building tools that we have.
It is. I mean, home ownership has always been considered the American dream. Mm-hmm. I mean, that it's there for... They say that for a reason. It's important to building wealth.
Absolutely. Well, we are cutting out to the break right now, so be sure and come back. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show on 1030 AM KVOI, The Voice. Welcome back to the show. I'm sitting with Don Geisler. We're missing Danielle and Raymond today. They've got some other commitments that took them away from the studio. But we have Don Geisler, the designated broker for Indy Realty. Welcome back, Don.
Yeah, thank you. It's just so fun. This is my favorite day of the month by far.
Yeah, I love hearing that. It's fun.
Yeah, it's a good time.
And we love talking about real estate. I mean, if you've ever gone to a party or a family dinner with an agent, try to get them not to talk about real estate.
It's very true. And I find myself in the evening always just apologizing to my significant other, Christine, because I'm always like, I'm so sorry I'm talking about real estate again, or I'm talking about Indy Realty again.
We're sorry, Christine. We love you. We're sorry.
Yeah, just all the time. It's just always on our mind. But, you know, we're pretty darn good at it, and we love sharing, spreading the word.
And it's in your blood.
It really is.
You just
is.
Can't help it.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm about to bump up on 23 years, 23 year anniversary of being a licensed realtor.
Well, I think you know a thing or two. So we were just talking about the news and the decision that came down on the lawsuit that was brought against NAR, and talking a little bit about the fact that commissions are negotiable.
They're always negotiable. And like, if anybody ever just remembers one word that I say, is that all commissions are negotiable. And real estate 101 is that commissions are always negotiable. And so I can't speak to whether or not everybody always does a great job, you know, explaining that or not. I know that we do.
It is in our paperwork. When we sit down and talk to someone and take a listing, you know, that's part of the conversation.
Absolutely.
Is what is the commission and where does the money go? How is it divided?
Absolutely. But it's a lot. You know, it's a lot, and there's a lot that people have to explain and people have to understand. But this is when I say real estate 101, I mean the first day you walk into real estate class, you immediately, there are a couple of things that are immediately hammered into your head. And one of them is that real estate commissions are always negotiable. There is not a set commission rate. There is not an industry standard. There's not a community standard. There's not an area standard. It's always negotiable, you know? And so again, it just, it creates, is the epitome of a free marketplace. And I just think that, you know, the system is wonderful. Now I watched Tom Ferry video this morning, and Tom Ferry, if you don't know, is a nationally world renowned real estate coach. I'm a very, very big fan, and a lot of my coaching, you know, stems from his principles. And he just put out a video this morning, and I just think it's so relevant in our lives. You know, all, it's not just for this issue. It's relevant in our lives, is that the number one thing that we can do is we can not worry about the things that we can't control.
Right.
And I'm always quoting a lot of people that I respect, and I always try to give them, you know, their due and give them the credit. But, you know, worry doesn't do you any good. And worrying about only the things that you can control. And so locally and right in our own backyard and as a real estate professional, we can't control what's going on outside of the room, you know, in the country, in the community, whatever. But the things that we can control is, Tom Ferry, you know, came out and said, look, people are going to fall into two camps. And there's going to be camp number one, the sky is falling, the world is ending, everything's changing, who moved my cheese? In my head, I'm going to firmly bury my head in the sand and choose to cry myself to sleep at night. And there's the other side to say, if things do change, what do we need to implement? How do we go about best serving our community, best serving our clients, you know, best serving our country, our economy, all the things that we do that we hold so dear. And I can tell you that that's who we're going to be. And that's who Indy Realty is going to be. But if you're a real estate professional, you know, right in your own backyard, the things that you can do are right out of the gate, being educated and being transparent. We are always advocating for a complete transparency so that it is important when we are working with buyers that we do use that buyer representation agreement that adds that transparency. So it walks through, what are my responsibilities to you? What are my fiduciary responsibilities to you as an agent? And how am I compensated? It is all mapped out right in that agreement. And so it's really important to be able to have those conversations, be very transparent, give consumers the choices, and then, you know, perform as agreed and do the things that you, you know, promise to do.
I agree 100%. And we've seen different things in the past that have come up. Different technology has changed the way we do real estate. Companies that have come, you know, to the market that have a different model than what we do. And, you know, there was a time when people were thinking that, well, the internet's providing listings. We don't have a book and you don't have to depend on an agent. And, you know, agents are going to become obsolete.
So exact opposite. But it's such a, I'm so glad you brought it up because it's so related. It's so critically important that the internet was going to end the real estate industry as we know it. And let me tell you something. I started when there was a book, you know, where you had to have a book. And it was right at the tail end of that.
Oh, like, yeah. I bought my first house when they had a book. Uh-huh. And they weren't supposed to give you the book.
Right, yeah, so
and
secret
my agent
information,
handed
right?
us the book. Yeah. You know, it was like, here's the book. I'm not supposed to give this to you, but here's the book.
Yeah, super yeah. secret information. Yep. And we weren't going to be needed because everybody's going to have all the information already.
And it only got printed every so often, right? Do you know how often those were printed?
I do not, because I actually, when I started 23 years ago, the books were still there, but we were starting on technology platforms where they were getting in to the electronic MLSs, you know, via the internet and stuff like that. And so I never had to really operate in that environment, but I saw the books. I mean, I was right at the tail end of it.
Can you imagine? We didn't know if it was contingent or, like, is that house still for sale? And when you go on the market, do I have to wait for the next printing of the book? I mean, I don't know. That was before my time for sure.
And so what's happened is the internet is complementary to our business and to what we do. And it has added massive efficiency. It has given so much information to the consumers and to the buyers and sellers, to the public. And sometimes it's too much information. You know, we are very highly educated. We are very specialized in what we do. And we're there to help them, you know, figure out, you know, and interpret what all of this extra information at their fingertips means. But, you know, it's made our life better. Technology has made our life better. So for all of the incredible fear and end of the world and sky is falling that the internet was going to bring, it's just made the industry so much better. And so we just have to, it's up to you whether change makes you miserable or makes you better. I mean, it's a very individual decision of how you are going to react to change. And it sounds so absolutely cliche, but the only constant is change. And, you know, I'm an old dude now, and I've been around a long time, and I can tell you, change is constant.
Yeah.
It's never ending. So make the best of it. Have a lot of gratitude. Serve your clients. You know, do the stuff.
Right. Speaking of change, in a couple of weeks here, you're going to be guest hosting on the show. So why don't you take us out to the break?
Okay, I'll do that. So we are headed to the break. Where are we? You are listening to the I Am Real Estate Show on 10:30 a.m. The Voice, and we will be back with more of the show right after this.
Welcome back to the show. I am here with Don Geisler, the CEO and designated broker for Indy Realty, and we were just talking about change. And
change is a good topic of the day. Change, you know, I really like it.
That's something that we have no control over. You were just talking about Tom Ferry's thoughts on that, but yeah, we don't have any control other than how we respond to change.
How we respond to change, and at Indy Realty, with the title Indy Realty, the name comes from the word independent. In case you don't know, in case you're not clear on that, it means independent. And we take a lot of pride in being nimble and independent and strong, and we are just so confident that any changes that come up, we are going to take care of our clients. You know, we are going to help drive, be leaders in this community and help drive this industry. We're passionate about it. It's incredibly important to us. And, you know, I've said just kind of outright, the industry that we're in, the real estate market, it helps drive the economy. And you said something that just really clicked with me that I thought was so wonderful. Back in the COVID days, we worked. We were classified as, was that word?
Essential workers.
Essential workers. I was just talking to you about how my mind just blanks out once in a while. But we were essential workers, and we went out there and we helped drive the economy and helped do our part. And we were careful and we were thorough and we figured out what was the right way to do it. And, you know, in my time in this industry, we've seen unbelievable market ups and unbelievable market crashes, you know. And I can tell you, if you think there was one person in this industry in 2008 or 2006 or 2007 who said, I can't wait for the day where 75% of our deals are short sales. There wasn't a single person out there that ever said that. I absolutely promise you. But it happened. the market crashed, values went down, the crash mm-hmm. and the floor was a lot longer and harder than many of us expected, you know, even the people that are experts. And what we did is we got up in the morning and we rolled up our sleeves and we said, how do we serve this community? You know, and it was, you're going to have to learn how to do short sales, and you're going to have to do them well and responsibly and in a way that helps drive the economy and helps drive our country out of what it's in right now. And I'll tell you what, that is what we did. And we have a lot of pride in that. So Indy Realty is absolutely positioned to go out there and weather any changes come up. And I just really encourage
you. And this would be a couple
you.
Years before we know if there's any changes anyway.
It certainly is. I mean, yeah. I could tell you that the whole thing is going to be appealed. When we talk about this specifically, the lawsuit issue, it's going to be appealed. It could take years, but there could be anything happen along the way, from injunctions, you know, word could come down that things have to change. If anything comes down that has to be changed immediately, we are positioned to do whatever needs to be done and serve our clients to the best of our ability. And we will continue to help our clients achieve their dreams in mm-hmm. real estate and achieve the American dream no matter what.
People are going to need to buy. People are going to need to sell. Mm-hmm. And they want an expert to walk them through the most, for most people, it's the most expensive purchase in their life. Mm-hmm. They want to know that they're making a good decision. They want to know what their options are, and they value what we do.
I think we have a lot of value. And I can tell you that the sheer complexity of a real estate transaction, it's amazing. It's mind-boggling. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, industry-wide, a certain number of deals fall out of escrow because they're hard. I mean, if you look at a 10-page purchase contract, every single clause in it is a direction that the transaction can go and something that has to be addressed. And whatever choice and decision and option is made leads to another tree with a bunch of branches of things. There's so many things that we have our arms around. Mm-hmm. And so I encourage everybody, again, call, ask us, talk to us, because we will give you expert guidance. And there's a lot that goes into it. It's a very complex and complicated deal. So we do it every day.
So I had my car in for service yesterday. I took it in and my oil change became a couple $1,000 bill, which was, you know, fair enough. I had an oil leak. I knew that was happening. I just didn't know how much it was going to cost at the end of the day. But I'm going to sign, you know, the receipt and that tiny little print. And it's like, I know that I'm not going to like what that says, but what choice do I have? And I think that having someone, wouldn't it be nice if when you took your car in and you had that fine print that somebody would sit down and go over that contract with you and tell you exactly what you just signed away your rights to, because no one's responsible anymore. You know, there's disclaimers in anything that you do, any transaction that you make. I think, you know, if you go to an event, you might have to sign a disclaimer that you're going to attend the event, you know, and it would just be nice if through life we had people come beside us and say, here's what you're actually signing here, and this is what it means.
It's so critical in our business. I mean, if nothing else, this is your home. This is going to be your home. And not in all cases. I mean, it might be an investment, but either way, it's big, right?
It's
a big investment. And so, but this is your home. You know, this is where you're going home to every night. And know what you're getting into. Have an expert. Have somebody that's qualified guide you through the process. And when you're going to sell one, you know, you have, first off, the transaction is complex. There are liabilities that you want mitigated. There's risk that you want mitigated. You need a professional. I mean, you really do. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, also, you know, we talked a little bit about the first minute of real estate school, and we were talking about, you know, commissions are negotiable, but also advocacy for your client. I mean, day one, minute one in real estate school, you are taught you have a fiduciary duty to your client. You owe them fiduciary duties, and your duty is to advocate for them above and beyond anything else, mm-hmm. even to your own detriment. Mm-hmm. And we live that. And that we are taught that from the minute that we go to real estate school. And that is what we are all about. you know, is advocating for our clients and helping them achieve their goals.
Would you share the phone number for Indy Realty and and the location?
Yeah, so we are located at 7255 East Tankaverde Road. We are right across the street from Udall Park, around Tankaverde and Sabino Canyon. Our phone number is 520-777-8973. I am the designated broker and CEO, and my phone number is 520-869-2376.
I'll say that again. I don't think a lot of designated brokers give out their phone number on the air.
I'll give it right to you, 520-869-2376.
We'll be back in a few. Welcome back to the show. This is Sandra Johnson. I'm here with Don Geisler. We're missing Raymond and Danielle today. They had another commitment they needed to be at. So it's the two of us in the hot seat.
I'm loving it. I said before, it's my favorite day of the month, and we're just having a great time. But we do miss the other two.
We do. And actually, we have, I love our team. I love Indy Realty. If there's anyone that's looking to buy or sell, certainly reach out to us. You can reach the Johnson Smith team at 520-850-1725. There are three of us. And you know what I like about our team is that you don't talk to me at the beginning and then never see me again through the transaction. We really just complement each other. I used to say we were kind of a BOGO deal, buy one, get one free, but now, you know, there's three of us, so it's a really good deal. It gives us a lot of flexibility. So I'm not saying you would never see someone other than the agent that you sat down and met maybe on the first time that we have a meeting, but you're not being passed off to someone. It's just flexibility in that if one of us can't be somewhere, it's a lot easier for us to meet our clients' timelines or their schedule because there's three of us. So
you are literally BOTO now. Buy BOTO. One, get three,
three free.
BOTO. I didn't make sure before I just said that, I wanted to make sure there was nothing like off color in there.
Oh. So at Indy Realty, you know, I love being at Indy Realty, and you know that. I saw you smile. You knew exactly what I was going to say. It's been home for us, and it's been right for us since day one.
And well, we appreciate that. And you are, you know, part of the founding members of our organization, and you're just equally as important as I am, for sure. And you guys are so appreciated. And, you know, we are so happy to announce that on November 18th, specifically, Indy Realty will be 2 years old. And so we have a birthday coming up that we're going to be 2 years old of serving our community, doing real estate in Tucson and surrounding communities. And we're very proud of it. And we are just so excited about where we're headed. Mm-hmm. And it's just what we've done. So if you're not familiar with Indy Realty, we are a full service operation and a full service real estate company. And we've got all the bells and whistles, but we're so focused on our culture. Mm-hmm. And it's very exciting that, you know, as human beings, as a family, the people come first. And you hear that a lot in every business out there, saying their people are their most important asset or the people come first. But when the rubber hits the road, does that always shine through? I'm not sure. I know at Indy Realty, you know, we have set up an organization, a company that is thriving, that, like I said before, is nimble and healthy and strong and looking to assume that leadership position. And 2 years coming up. So
yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It's wonderful. You know, from a market standpoint, we also want to say, coinciding with the fact we have a birthday coming up in November, October was fantastic.
And interest rates were the same as they were pretty much in September.
They are the same. And the lesson is just to stay focused on your goals, you know, whether you are a buyer or seller or whether you are a real estate professional. Mm-hmm. Stay focused on your goals. Stay focused on doing the things that you know that you need to be doing. And don't let the outside influences shut you down. you know, because for the most part, we are seeing so much activity. We were thrilled to have posted our strongest month yet at Indy Realty in October, and we're just headed up from there. So there's just a lot going on, a lot to be grateful for, a lot to be thankful for. And again, we're located 7255 East Tanca Verde Road. If you ever want to just stick your head in and just say hi, we invite the entire community to stop by, get to know us, see what our office, what our home away from home looks like, and we think you'd be impressed.
You know, this is so silly, but one of the things that when we have agents visit the office that we share with them is that the water cooler has a built-in Keurig, and you can get coffee right out of the water cooler. I don't know why that's a big deal, but that is a big deal.
You know what's funny, Sandra, is you know, when I left my previous company, I have broker's license and I wanted to start my own company, and there's no right or wrong way to do it, I guess. I mean, a lot of people just say, hey, I want to do this on my own. And so they get their license and they say, I'm going to start selling a couple of houses and I'm just going to see what happens. And as I start hiring some people, we'll kind of see how that looks and how that works. And what I did is locked myself in a room for 3 months and I drew upon, you know, 20 years of experience and 12 years of leadership experience in real estate, and just said, and I mapped out every system, every process, everything that I thought that a full service premium real estate company should have when it comes to serving the clients and supporting the professionals that come to work for us. Mm-hmm. And so I just mapped out an entire organization, and then we did it. And then you showed up and helped me, you know, finish building that. And it was so wonderful. And
I stalked you. I didn't just show up. I stalked you.
Because it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And so we think that we do it right. You know, we think we put together the best of there's a lot of different real estate models out mm-hmm, there.
There are.
And there's not a right one or a wrong one. There's just a whole bunch of different ones. And this is what works for us. And we feel like we have put together the best of all worlds. We can offer premium service to our clients. We offer premium service to our agents. We do it in a way that allows our agents to have a great quality of life, you know, to be happy, to never want to go anyplace else, that allows them to have time with their family and to have the time and the resources to support the people that they love the most. And that's critically important to us. And it's funny, I have some notes here. And I don't have a clue what the last word says. So I literally don't know what my last talking point was, because nobody on the planet could decipher what it was supposed to say.
Well, one of the things that you do so well is business building and helping agents. And you don't tell an agent where they need to be and what their production needs to be.
No, we are kind of bring all comers. Is you know, kind of my hiring criteria is positivity. You know, like number
no
one.
Drama. No drama. I know. Drama. No drama is on that list.
It's no drama. It's positivity. Care about others. Some of you listening will know what this means and some of you will not, but we are no diva real estate. You know, we are into servant leadership. We're into serving the community. Those things are really important to us. But so when a professional comes to us, an agent or associate broker comes to us, if they want to do 4 transactions a year and they're satisfied doing 4 transactions a year, then we are satisfied helping them do 4 transactions a year. But if they want to do 44 or 54 or 104 transactions a year, then we're not satisfied until we help them get there. And we sit down and we collaborate with our professionals and we help them set their goals. And then we have set out to be great coaches. You know, there's a reason that I'm super comfortable quoting Tom Ferry and Brian Buffini and some of these other world-renowned coaches, because I've taken those classes. Mm-hmm. I've participated in that stuff. And we know how to, our branch manager is Jackie Torres, and she's a true professional also. And we just we feel like we have dialed into what are the highest yield activities for the agents. How do we help them best get where they want to be?
You know, and one of the things that you offer that's just very practical is software that is very easy to work with. I used to handle paperwork multiple times, which I just felt was such a waste of time. And I love the software that we have where we're generating offers in the program. It's being electronically signed in the program. It goes right into a placeholder and gets uploaded, and I handle it once. And I, for me, that alone is such a huge benefit because my time is of so much value to me.
Yeah, it's our most important asset, our time, for sure. And that goes back to what I said, is that I sat down and hyper-analyzed what are the best directions for all of these selections and all these choices that we had to make. What's best for our agents? I mean, that was, you know, primary. What's best for our consumers and what helps them best serve our clients?
So if you are a competitor, I'm just going to say stop it right now. Call Don, because I have a smile on my face every time I walk in the office, and I'm telling you, the culture there is so wonderful. And so call Don. Where are they going to call you at?
They are going to call me at 520-869-2376. Again, my name is Don Geisler. I'm the designated broker and CEO of Indy Realty.
I want to close the show out today. Remember, Don's going to be back here in a couple of weeks as a guest host with Danielle. Right now, we just want to thank our sponsors, Pioneer Title Agency, Indy Realty, Inspired Life Mortgage, Rego Pest Prevention, and Power Solar. And if you do reach out to one of our sponsors, please let them know that you heard about them on the I Am Real Estate Show. If you'd like to reach out to the Johnson Smith team, you can email us at johnsonsmith@indie-realty.com. You can reach me on my phone at 520-850-1725. We will be here again next week. And until then, we hope you enjoy the beautiful warm weather headed your way.